When Granny Weatherwax and Nanny Ogg walked home through the dawn, their boots kicked up the mist. It had, on the whole, been a good night. After some while, Nanny said, "That wasn't nice what you done."
"I done nothing."
"Yeah, well, it wasn't nice what you didn't do. It was like pulling away someone's chair when they're expecting to sit down."
"People who don't look where they're sitting should stay stood up," said Granny.
There was a brief pattering on the leaves, one of those very brief showers you get when a few raindrops don't want to bond with the group.
"Well, all right," Nanny conceded, "but it was a little bit cruel."
"Right," said Granny. "And some people might think it was a little bit nasty."
"Right."
Nanny shivered. The thoughts that had gone through her head in those few seconds after Pusey had screamed.
"I gave you no cause," said Granny. "I put nothing in anyone's head that weren't there already."
"Sorry, Esme."
"Right."
"But Lettuce didn't mean to be cruel, Esme. I mean, she's spiteful and bossy and silly, but..."
"You've known me since we was girls, right?"
Granny interrupted.
"Through thick and thin, good and bad."
"Yes, of course, but..."
"And you never sank to saying, 'I'm telling you this as a friend,' did you?"
Nanny shook her head. It was a telling point. No one even remotely friendly would say a thing like that.
"What's empowering about witchcraft, anyway?" said Granny. "It's a daft sort of a word."
"Search me," said Nanny. "I did start out in witchcraft to get boys to tell you the truth."
"Think I don't know that?"
"What did you start out to get, Esme?" Granny stopped and looked up at the frosty sky and then down at the ground.
"Dunno," she said at last. "Even, I suppose."
And that, Nanny thought, was that. Deer bounded away as they arrived at Granny's cottage. There was a stack of firewood piled up neatly by the back door and a couple of sacks on the doorstep. One contained a large cheese.
"Looks like Mr. Opcroft and Mr. Porchick have been here," said Nanny.
"Hm!" Granny looked at the carefully yet badly written piece of paper attached to the second sack.
"Dear Mistress Weatherwax, I would be most grateful if you would let me name this new championship variety Evmy Weatherwax. Yours in hopefully good health, Percy Hopcroft."
"Well, well, well. I wonder what gave him that idea."
"Can't imagine," said Nanny. "I would just, but you can't," said Granny.
She sniffed suspiciously, tugged at the sack's string, and pulled out an Esme Weatherwax. It was rounded, very slightly flattened, and pointy at one end. It was an onion. Nanny Ogg swallowed.
"I told him not..."
"I'm sorry?"
"Oh, nothing."
Granny Weatherwax turned the onion round and round, while the world, via the medium of Nanny Ogg, awaited its fate. Then she seemed to reach a decision she was comfortable with.
"A very useful vegetable, the onion," she said at last. "Firm, sharp."
"Good for the system," said Nanny.
"Keeps well, adds flavour."
"Hot and spicy," said Nanny, losing track of the metaphor in the flood of relief.
"Nice with cheese."
"We don't need to go that far," said Granny Weatherwax, putting it carefully back in the sack. She sounded almost amicable.
"You coming in for a cup of tea, Geetha?"
"I'd better be getting along."
"Fair enough."
Granny started to close the door, and then stopped and opened it again. Nanny could see one blue eye watching her through the crack.
"I was right, though, wasn't I?" said Granny. It wasn't a question.
Nanny nodded.
"Right," she said. "That's nice."